各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。那么首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish and no one ever gets to see my work.
Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish.And no one gets to see my work.
很讽刺吧？我终于达成所愿，但是却没有人欣赏我的作品。
Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish, and no one gets to see my work. Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish, and no one gets to see my work.
那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 isn't it 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 isn't it isn't it。 第二处发音技巧，当 get my 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 get my get my。 再来看一下最后这样一处发音技巧，当 andNo, 放在一起呢可以有一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 And no And no
Norma
Wait
No
Hi, Scavos. What are you guys doing here?
Hi, sorry for just showing up unannounced, but could we talk to you for a minute?
Sure, come on in.
So We've been trying to contact you, but you haven't been returning any of our messages.
And we really hope it isn't because of the porno video.
Home, movies. The fact is, we really don't care. And it's certainly no reason to keep our boys apart.
We just don't know how they found it.
But you know, boys, they get into everything. But seriously, it's not a big deal. I mean, as long as you make sure it never happens again. It's the new millennium. We're hip.
You know, what we're saying is, we get it. You're just...Having fun. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm just so relieved this all worked out. At one point, we actually talked about selling the house and moving.
Oh, no!
Thank you for being so open-minded.
Please, we're all adults. It's...
I gotta tell you, the most embarrassing part of that video is how poorly it was shot. The production values are caca.
Well, from a lay perspective, it looked very professional.
What you saw was an example of my earlier work. Since then, I've become much more adept at production. You know, editing and lighting.
Leonard has always dreamed of directing movies.
Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish and no one ever gets to see my work.
That is a damn shame.
Norma, what do you think?Should we show them the room? Let's show them the room, huh?
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语，叫做 get one's wish， 达成某个人的心愿，或者呢，可以直接理解成为如愿以偿 ，to get what one wished for。比如说，下面呢，我们来看一下这样的三个例子。第一个 ，I'm sure that you will get your wish.我确信你能得偿所愿的，或者说呢，我确信你能梦想成真的。I'm sure that you will get your wish. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。Since you have been so good, you will get your wish to have ice cream for dessert. 鉴于你一直表现不错，你将会如愿以偿，吃点冰淇淋当甜品。Since you have been so good, you will get your wish.To have ice cream for dessert. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。She wanted to go everywhere in the world. She soon got her wish. 她想要去世界各地，很快她就梦想成真了。She wanted to go everywhere in the world. She soon got her wish. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。我希望他能达成他出国留学的愿望。我希望他能达成他出国留学的愿望。 那么这样一个句子，你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的短语去造句呢？期待各位同学的踊跃发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会了。See you guys tomorrow!